Why can't you say you like my hat? Why can't you say you like my suit?
It's my field. It's my child.
The machine.
No.
So bold one you are. And who gave you leave to be kissing me?
So you can talk.
You know what I'd like to do with these, don't you, Burgess, huh? Snip, snip.
You've just provided me with the makings of one hell of a weekend in Dublin.
The movie news.
I can't believe this is happening to me.
With Garrett Daly.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. How are you?
Afternoon, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for the St. Patrick's jingle filled with Irish. I didn't get the last one there. Who was that?
The last one is What Richard Did.
Oh.
Yes, so obviously a very popular Irish movie of the last few years.
Yes, indeed.
So some good ones in
very
there.
Very good. We'll be playing music from it a little later on. So you're back from LA, I'm back from New York. Here we are.
Here we are. It's all been busy.
No, it's been busy. We're back at base. Good to see you again. And
you too.
We are starting with drive-in movies.
We are, yeah, because the Underground Cinema in association with the Dunleary Harbour Company are going to launch Dublin's first drive-in cinema this weekend. It all starts tonight, where they're showing Grease and Jaws, and then tomorrow Back to the Future. They have some really good movies lined up. Usual Suspects, Alien, The Commitments, Despicable Me 2. It holds about 80 cars, and they're going to have the two screenings every evening. Now, a lot of them are booked up already. Mm-hmm. They've already sort of sold out, which is great for them, but it's the underground cinema people that are running it. Really good people, great initiatives that they put in place all the time, but underground-cinema.com is where you're going to find information about it, and do check it out because there's going to be a lot of screenings coming up, and it's
great.
A bit of fun, isn't it,
great
to go
idea.
Along and
yeah.
just watch a movie on the big screen. They've had it in the States for years. There is one down in Cork, but now people in Dublin are going to get a chance to go along to see a drive-in
Excellent.
Movie.
Now, some casting news in Boston for us.
Yeah, Guy Pearce is in talks to star alongside Johnny Depp and Joel Edgerton in Scott Cooper's Whitey Bulger movie called Black Mass. Depp is going to portray Bulger, a Boston criminal who also served as an FBI informant. It's the type of role he likes. Mm. He played something like that in Donnie Brasco
as good
well.
In that, actually, yeah.
It's a big one. They're talking about Guy Pearce joining the cast. I think he's a really good actor as well.
I like
so
him
that
too.
Would make a good. He's going to play a former president of the Massachusetts State Senate. Production is scheduled to begin this spring in Boston ahead of an October 2015 release.
Very good. Meanwhile, Mr. De Niro's Tribeca Film Festival is coming up. A little bit of Irish interest in there.
Yes, there's a short film called Scratch, which is actually going to have its New York premiere at the festival. It's a really popular festival. You know, it's a great one for buyers as well, for people to get distribution. But this one tells the story of Owen, who works the night shift in a quiet petrol station. It's got a good cast as well. Ian Lloyd Anderson, Stephen Jones and Sam Keighley are in the film. So do check it out because it's part of the Shorts programme if you happen to be in New York. And it's always a good festival to go along
Very
to.
Very good. We wish them well. You've some Irish casting news. Kieran Hines, super actor.
A super actor. I really
like
Kieran
him. Yeah.
And he's been in a lot of good movies.
Yeah.
You know, and he's kind of a go-to guy, isn't he, in
yes.
Hollywood? If you want something really solid, a solid performance. Well, he's joining the cast of Agent 47. This is a sequel to the 2007 action movie Hitman. And this is currently in production in Berlin. Rupert Friend is toplining the movie as the title character, while Zachary Quinto also plays a villain in the movie as well. The details of Hines' roles are kind of been kept under wraps at the moment, but it's known to be a pivotal event involving a scientist. You could already see him playing that role within the movie. He is appearing, obviously, in Game of Thrones as well. He's had a popular role in that, and he voiced a character in Frozen as
That's
well.
Right.
And he's in a movie called Last Days in the Desert, an indie drama with Ewan McGregor as well. So he's a busy, busy man.
He's a busy man.
Kieran Hines, but very, very popular and reliable actor.
Indeed. Now, meanwhile, Zach
Galifianakis, yes, he obviously hit the right note this week with his, online little interviews that he does with people, and obviously he did the one Between the Ferns with President Barack Obama. He's kind of launched himself back into popular. He got massive views online, a huge amount. He's announced a new project, surprise, surprise. But I don't know if you've ever watched any of those, Keeping Up, Between the Ferns. He's done some great interviews with the likes of John Hamm, Bradley Cooper, they're all just messes, you know. There's nothing real about them, but they're quite funny, actually. So you can look them up online. Keeping Up with the Joneses is a comedy package that he's going to star in alongside John Hamm. Greg Mottola is the director behind it. He's done things like Superbad and Paul. He's attached to direct the project. And Keeping Up with the Joneses has apparently been in development for a couple of years, but it's about a couple who live in an idyllic suburban neighbourhood who discover that their new seemingly perfect neighbours are actually undercover agents. John Hamm, that we mentioned, obviously is a busy man himself because he's going to be in Mad Men, which is coming back shortly. We believe it's the final season of it, which will be good. He's also in a movie called Million Dollar Arm as well, which is a big one from Disney coming along. So two busy men
there. Very good, they are indeed. Okay, what should we check out online in terms of trailers this week?
Well, I like my biopic movies about musicians and singers, and I took a look at the trailer for this one, and it's actually a big trailer. It gives you a whole sense of the movie. But Tate Taylor directs this one. He directed The Help, if you remember.
Yes.
And this one's called Get On Up, which is a chronicle of James Brown and his rise from extreme
How's
poverty.
It looking?
It's looking good, actually. Yeah, well, it's a big trailer. You get a lot in it, and you get to see quite a lot. Chadwick Boseman is starring in the lead role. Viola Davis, Octavia Spencer, Dan Aykroyd, all in the movie. So Get On Up is the name of it. Take a look at it and you'll see. I mean, you know, sometimes they work and they've got the real music in there, so that's always good as well.
Oh, I look forward to that one. Yeah. Okay. New releases in our cinemas, nice mix. Need for Speed is our first one.
Need for Speed. This is going to be a popular movie and already started well in the States. He's just moving out of the shadow of Breaking Bad, but it's Aaron Paul, who's a fine actor. Dominic Cooper stars in this one as well. Have a listen to this clip. It'll give you a little bit of an idea of the movie.
The hell were you thinking?
We sold the car, Dino.
We never could have got that car to 230, even on our track.
Now you think you're a better driver than me?
Everyone knows he's a better driver.
You know, I'm just about done with you.
Hey, back off, Dino.
You know, I'll beat you on a track, the dirt, the road, anywhere else you want to race.
Hey, you're the man, okay? You're the pro. You got nothing to prove to me. Let's move on.
No. No, that's race. You win, I'll give you my 75% of the Mustang deal. You lose, you give me your 25%.
Well, that makes it interesting.
Yeah, very much, I suppose. That does what it says in the tin, Garrett. Need for Speed.
I suppose, yeah. Is it fair to compare it to Fast and Furious? Probably. It's got a lot of high-speed chases and a lot of action in it as well. But, you know, I for one would be attracted to this simply because of Aaron Paul. I think he's a great actor.
Yeah, super.
And I'd like to see him on the big screen, you know.
So. Okay. Plot for Peace?
Plot for Peace is a documentary that reveals the untold story of apartheid's fall and the mysterious French businessman who was instrumental in Nelson Mandela's release from jail. We also have a movie called The Rocket about a boy who's believed to bring bad luck to everyone around him, leads his family and two friends through Laos to find a new home.
Mm. And then, of course, Terry Gilliam was over here talking about this one, The Zero Theorem.
Yes, and he directs a fine actor, Christoph Waltz, in this movie as well. It's, you know, sometimes with Terry Gilliam movies, you kind of know what you're going to get.
Yes.
Sometimes you're not too sure what you're going to get.
That's
kind
of
the fun
of it,
with him, isn't it?
That
you're not quite sure. But this one's about a computer hacker whose goal is to discover the reason for human existence, continually finds his work interrupted thanks to the management. It questions everything around us and everything that's going on. A movie that's been getting quite a lot of heat is Under the Skin.
It's getting good reviews, isn't it?
Yeah, this is Scarlett Johansson. It's about a seductress who preys upon hitchhikers in Scotland. Paul Brannigan stars in this one as well. And as you say, it's been getting a lot of attention. And then our final movie is Veronica Mars. Years after walking away from her past as a teenage private eye, Veronica Mars gets pulled back to her hometown just in time for her high school reunion, where a friend, an old flame, is embroiled in a murder mystery. Christian Bell leads the cast
one. Now, with St. Patrick's Day just around the corner, plenty of Irish movies to look forward to. You've chosen two for us.
Yeah, I've chosen two. TV3 seem to have been picking some good ones. And how could we resist The Snapper, which is on tonight at 9:20? You heard a clip from it earlier in our opening jingle. But it's obviously about Sharon Curley, who's living with her parents and when she discovers she's pregnant, she refuses to name the father. And Colm Meaney is just absolutely superb in that film.
Really,
you just have to laugh and watch it. And then tomorrow night, I would have watched this movie quite a lot recently in preparation for making my own. But this is Neil Jordan's fabulous take on Michael Collins, plays a crucial role, obviously, in the establishment of the Irish Free State. And this is Liam Neeson portraying him on the big screen. I like this movie. It's good. It looks beautiful.
I'd like to see it again, actually.
It was, you know, a hard one to bring to the screen, but Neil Jordan pulled it off well. That's at 9 p.m. on TV3. So two good Irish movies to watch.
I will note those, and good recommendations indeed, Gareth. Thanks very much.
Thank you.